This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, so you're here because, let's be honest, we all want to see results and we want to see them fast, right?
Yeah.
And today we're diving deep into something that is really important for anyone who is investing time and energy and resources into SEO. How to figure out if it's actually giving you a return on that investment.
Yeah, you're putting in the work with SEO. But the big question is, are you seeing those results? Are you seeing actual progress? Is it really contributing to your business goals?
So to help us unpack all of this, we are going to be digging into an article called From Rankings to Revenue, How to Measure the ROI of Your SEO Campaign. It's by Chris Bradley. And our goal today is to break down those essential steps from the article so that you walk away with a clear understanding of how to determine if your SEO is actually paying off.
Yeah, and you know, the world of SEO metrics and tools can be overwhelming. So we are going to cut through the noise and really focus on those core ideas and what they mean for, you know, the bottom line for your business.
Okay, so like I said, we're going to be diving into this article. And the very first thing that Bradley emphasizes in this article is the importance of setting a baseline.
A baseline. Yeah, that's crucial.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you're trying to track your fitness progress, but you have no idea what your starting weight is.
Exactly. So you're saying it's like, try to track your fitness progress without knowing your starting point. You need to know where you began to see how far you've come.
Yeah, think of it like planning a hike. You need to know where the trailhead is, right?
Yeah.
To figure out how far you've gone and if you're actually heading in the right direction towards the summit.
Okay, I like that analogy. So in SEO terms, that summit, that end goal, what would that represent?
Those are your specific measurable goals that you set for your SEO campaign, the things you want to achieve.
Okay, so give me some examples. What kinds of goals are we talking about here?
We're talking about aiming for things like, you know, a specific percentage increase in website traffic, a certain improvement in your rankings, in search engine results, you know, how high up you are on that search engine results page, or a target number of new leads or sales, even a measurable lift in brand awareness.
So you need to have those very, very specific goals.
Yes, absolutely. That clarity is so important. Just saying, you know, improve our SEO is too vague to actually track effectively.
Right. You need to be able to actually measure it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So instead of saying something vague like that, you'd set a goal like increase organic website traffic by 15% within the next 3 months.
Okay. So now you've got a concrete target to work towards and to measure yourself against.
Right. And you can actually see if you are making progress.
So once we have those clear goals in place, what's the next step?
The next step is to actually measure your current performance. You need to figure out where you are right now.
Okay, so basically like taking inventory of where you stand.
Exactly. It's like taking stock of your current situation before you start making any changes.
So how do we actually do that? How do we measure our current performance?
Well, Bradley points us to, you know, some of the essential tools for web analytics, Google Analytics, and Google Search Console. These are your go-to platforms for getting that initial snapshot of your website's current state.
So these are our starting points.
Yeah, these are like the foundation of everything else. Google Analytics tells you all about who's visiting your site, how they're getting there, what they're doing while they're on your pages.
And what about Google Search Console? What does that one tell us?
Google Search Console gives you insights into how your site is performing in Google's search results. So things like, you know, the queries that people are using to find your site, your average position in those results pages, and even any technical issues that Google might be flagging on your site.
So these tools are really giving us the raw data that forms our baseline.
Yes, exactly. And Bradley gives a really clear example to illustrate why this baseline is so important.
Oh yeah, tell me about that.
Okay, so imagine you want to increase your website traffic by 50%. You first need to know where you're starting from, right? So let's say you're currently getting 500 visitors each month. That means your target would be to get that up to 750 visitors.
But without that initial figure, the 50% goal is meaningless?
Right. It's just an abstract number. It doesn't have any real context.
Yeah.
So the baseline provides that essential context. It shows you the starting line of your SEO race.
Okay. So we've got our starting line now. What's the next step?
So step two is all about keeping a close eye on your keyword rankings. And I know some people might think that this is just about vanity metrics, you know, wanting to see your website at the top of the search results.
Right, but you're saying there's more to it than that.
There's definitely more to it than that. Those rankings are actually a really vital indicator of your SEO success because higher rankings mean more visibility.
Okay, so how does that work?
Well, think about it. When you search for something online, how often do you go beyond the first page of results?
I mean, honestly, almost never, unless I'm really desperate to find something very specific.
Exactly. Most people don't go past the first page. So the higher up you are in those rankings, the more likely people are to see your website and click through to it.
Makes sense. So it's all about being visible to your potential customers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And to actually monitor those rankings, Bradley mentioned several well-known SEO tools, Ahrefs, Semrush, and Moz.
Yeah, I've definitely heard of those before, especially if you spend any time in the SEO world. What kind of insights do those tools offer?
These tools are really powerful. They give you a window into those search engine results pages. You can see exactly where your website appears for the specific keywords you're targeting.
Oh, wow. So you can see how you stack up against your competitors.
You can see how your rankings have changed over time and even get a snapshot of how your competitors are ranking for those same keywords.
So that gives you a really clear picture of where you stand.
And it lets you see if your SEO efforts are actually working. So if you've published new content or built some new backlinks, you can see if those actions are actually leading to better visibility for the search terms that matter most to your business.
It's like getting direct feedback on your SEO strategy.
Exactly. But Bradley also makes a really important point here. It's not enough to just rank for any keyword.
So it's not just about quantity.
Right, it's about quality too. You want to focus on keywords that are actually relevant to what your business offers and that have a decent search volume.
Meaning that people are actually using those terms when they search online.
Yes, exactly, because ranking number one for a keyword that nobody ever searches for isn't going to do anything for your business.
That makes perfect sense. But the article also talks about something called long tail keywords. What are those?
Long tail keywords are basically longer, more specific search phrases. So instead of just targeting a broad term like running shoes, you might target a long tail keyword like best waterproof running shoes for women with flat feet.
Okay, so it's getting much more specific and targeted.
Exactly. And because they are so specific, they often have a lower overall search volume, but they also have less competition.
Oh, so you're more likely to actually rank well for those terms.
Exactly. And the people who search for those long tail keywords are usually much closer to making a purchase. So they're a very valuable audience to target.
Okay, so we've talked about setting our baseline and monitoring our keyword rankings. What's next?
Next, we move on to tracking your website traffic. This is step three, and it's all about seeing how many people are actually visiting your site.
So keyword rankings tell us about our potential to be seen, but website traffic tells us about the actual number of visitors who are landing on our site.
Exactly, and Google Analytics is your best friend for tracking this.
Okay, so I know Google Analytics can tell us things like how many people visit our site, but the article mentions a couple of specific things that are really important when measuring SEO ROI.
Absolutely. You want to look at the total number of visitors, of course,
yeah,
but also how long they are spending on your site and which specific pages they're looking at.
So we can see what content is resonating with our audience.
Yes. And it also tells you where those visitors are coming from. Are they coming from organic search, social media platforms, or maybe a paid advertising campaign?
So we can really understand the different channels that are driving traffic to our website.
Exactly. And the article really emphasizes the importance of tracking organic traffic specifically.
Okay, why is that so important?
Because organic traffic is the traffic that comes from unpaid search engine results. So if you see an increase in your organic traffic, that's a direct sign that your SEO efforts are working.
It means your website is becoming more visible in search engines.
Exactly. It means you're attracting more visitors who are actively searching for the kind of products, services, or information that you offer.
Okay, so we need to keep a close eye on that organic traffic number.
And the article actually tells you exactly where to find that data in Google Analytics, so it's super easy to track.
Oh, that's helpful. So once we find that organic traffic data, what do we do with it?
You want to compare it to the baseline you established earlier. That way you can see if you're attracting more organic visitors over time.
Okay. And if we're not seeing that increase, what should we do?
Well, it might be time to take another look at your SEO strategy and figure out what needs to be adjusted. You know, maybe you need to target different keywords or improve the quality of your content or build more backlinks.
It's all about making sure your efforts are actually paying off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And one more thing, it's also helpful to look at which specific pages on your website are getting the most organic traffic.
Why is that important?
Because it tells you what kind of content is resonating with your audience the most, and it can help you figure out which pages you should focus on optimizing for conversions.
Okay, so we've talked about our baseline. We're monitoring our keywords and our website traffic. And now we get to step four, which is monitoring backlinks.
Backlinks. Yeah, these are a really big deal when it comes to SEO. Basically, backlinks are links from other websites that point back to your website.
Okay, I think I get it. It's like getting a shout out from another website.
Exactly. And those shout outs are really valuable because they tell search engines that your website is trustworthy and authoritative.
So the more backlinks you have, the better.
Well, not exactly. It's not just about the quantity of backlinks. It's also about the quality.
So where do these backlinks come from?
They can come from all sorts of places: industry blogs, online directories, social media platforms, other websites in your niche. And to keep track of all these backlinks, Bradley recommends using tools like Ahrefs, SEMrush, Moz, and Majestic.
So these tools help us see who's linking to our website.
They do more than that. They give you a whole overview of your website's backlink profile. They show you how many websites are linking to you, the total number of backlinks, and they even help you assess the quality and relevance of those backlinks.
Okay, so how do we know if a backlink is high quality?
A high quality backlink usually comes from a website that has a good reputation and is relevant to your industry. So, for example, a backlink from a well-respected industry publication is much more valuable than a backlink from a random personal blog.
Makes sense. So it's about getting those endorsements from the right sources.
Exactly. And Bradley points out that if you see a consistent increase in both the number and quality of your backlinks, that's a really good sign your SEO is working.
It means you're building relationships with other websites and creating content that people want to link to.
Exactly. And these backlink tracking tools can also tell you about the diversity of your backlinks, which is also important.
So we don't want all our backlinks coming from the same place.
No, you want them to be coming from a variety of sources. That way it looks more natural and organic to search engines.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground so far. We've talked about our baseline, our keywords, our traffic, and our backlinks. So what's the final step in measuring our SEO ROI?
The final step, step 5, is analyzing conversion rates. This is where we really see if all of our SEO efforts are actually leading to real business results.
Okay, so let's break that down. What exactly are conversion rates?
A conversion rate tells you what percentage of your website visitors are actually taking a desired action, like filling out a contact form, making a purchase, or signing up for your email list.
So it's about seeing if those visitors are actually turning to customers or leads?
Exactly. And once again, Google Analytics is the tool you'll use to track this.
Okay, so we can see if all that traffic we're getting from our SEO is actually leading to more sales or leads.
Exactly. And if you see an increase in your conversion rates, that's a really strong indicator that your SEO is doing its job.
It means you're not just attracting more visitors, but you're attracting the right kind of visitors, people who are genuinely interested in what you have to offer.
Exactly. And this is where all the different pieces of the puzzle we've been talking about start to come together. You know, those improved search engine rankings that we're tracking with tools like SEMrush, Ahrefs, and Moz.
Right. Those rankings are leading to greater visibility.
Exactly. And that increased visibility leads to more traffic and hopefully to higher conversion rates.
So it's a chain reaction.
It is. And it all starts with targeting those relevant high traffic keywords right from the beginning.
Because if we're attracting the wrong kind of visitors, our conversion rates are going to stay low no matter how much traffic we get.
Absolutely. And Bradley also mentioned some other important factors that can influence those search engine rankings. Things like having well-optimized website content.
So our content needs to be high quality and relevant to our target keywords.
Exactly. And building those high quality backlinks that we talked about earlier is also crucial.
And then there's technical SEO, which is all about making sure your website is fast loading, mobile friendly, and secure. It's really about making sure your website is easy for both users and search engines to understand and navigate.
Exactly. So all of these things work together to improve your website's visibility and ultimately help you achieve better conversion rates and a stronger ROI from your SEO investment.
So just to recap, we've talked about 5 key steps for measuring SEO ROI.
5 key steps, yeah. And those are setting a baseline, monitoring your keyword rankings, tracking your website traffic, especially organic traffic, keeping an eye on your backlinks, and analyzing your conversion rates.
And by tracking these 5 things, we can get a really good understanding of how well our SEO is performing.
Exactly. And we can make adjustments as needed to make sure we're getting the most out of our SEO efforts.
So as you're listening to this and thinking about your own online marketing activities, ask yourself, which of these 5 metrics are you currently tracking and which ones could you be tracking better?
That's a great question to ask yourself. And also think about which of these areas could offer you the most valuable insights into your online success.
And what kind of connections might you start to see when you track these elements more closely?
It's all about getting a deeper understanding of how SEO works and how it can drive real results for your business.
That's something to think about as you continue on your SEO journey.
It definitely is. SEO is always evolving, so it's important to stay informed and keep learning.
Well, on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. I hope you found it helpful and insightful, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive into the world of digital marketing.
Until next time, keep learning, keep experimenting, and keep pushing your SEO to the next level.
Bye for now.
See you later.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.